All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. And for those of you who listen to me on a daily basis, you know, I spend a lot of time on politics. And so there won't be any politics today. Oh, there will. We're going to be, at 9:30, we're going to be joined by a friend who's running for lieutenant governor. So there will be some, but not all this morning. And I want to, again, welcome Jennifer Harper and Mr. Bobby Uborn, and Ms. Jacqueline Klein. And they're here with Teen Challenge, and we're talking about, how people can get help in their lives when their lives are not going according to plan. And when life is difficult enough in and of and by itself, when you don't add these chemical things to your lives. And so we've got some folk here who have recovered and who are doing a great job of helping others recover, because at the root of recovery is changing somebody else's life through what you've been able to overcome. And before we went to break, I was talking with Ms. Klein about what happens when, a mom finally says, I've had enough, and I've got my children, and this seems an impossible task. How do you can't put motherhood on hold. Children require the commitment from the moms on a daily basis. How are women able to overcome this?
Well, you're hitting a soft spot. Like I said, I'm one of those mothers, and the numbers in our women's home are usually significant lower. And I think it's because of this. It's because mothers are required to be there and take care of their children. It's not as easy for them to just get up and go into a residential program, especially for a year long. I was blessed. I had family that were willing to take care of my kids. But when you're so far low, you're not there for your kids anyways, spiritually, mentally, physically. Most mothers are out there on the street while their kids are already being cared for, either by family, usually family. That's true. And so the reality of all of this is, it doesn't matter if you have a drug addiction or not. In life, it takes a community. It takes a community for everything in life. And we've come so far away from that. We trash each other. We trash ourselves. We're cruel to each other. And the Teen Challenge provides that community, something that I've never really experienced before. Our own families don't even get along. And it all goes back to the worth and what we put our worth in these days.
You look at a system or situation where if you're an alcoholic, it's kind of acceptable in a society. But if you are a drug addict, you are really the lowest of the low. Mm-hmm. And so people look at you in a completely different prism, mm-hmm. if you will, if your drug of choice is something other than alcohol. Alcohol, we can kind of accept. He's on a bender, or she's on a bender. That's so we understand that. We're not as critical. But if somebody is on cocaine or marijuana, and then they are looked at as if they're from a different planet. Mm-hmm. And the impact of the destruction of people's lives are on the same plane, whether you are on alcohol or marijuana or any of those other drugs. But I do know that when you guys go about, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Jackie's calling from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm doing well. I just had a comment. I think what these people are doing is so great. I lost a brother alcoholism, and you know, it was thought of as people like that are lazy and weak, and he was not like that at all. So to get people at a young age like that is wonderful. So I wanted to thank you, and for having that this show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You know, our society has to, I mean, Teen Challenge is one entity, and you can touch the lives of only so many people. But the amount of people that are addicted in our society is overwhelming. And some people are really good at hiding it. Mm-hmm. And so you don't get to see it, and they don't show it. They're functioning, right? I mean,
yeah.
And so, you know, you're going to be able to do that for a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have that personality, and sometimes it's, you know, it's nothing you did. It's in your DNA. Mm-hmm. And so while we are continuing to point fingers of blame at people and saying they're weak, and that's the last thing you need to tell a person who's struggling, right? I mean,
absolutely,
yeah. Because there's a pushback, and if you, the loved one, continues to talk about the person who has the addiction and what that person is going through, the further they pull away from family, and that's mm-hmm. that's the last thing, right? That they need to do.
Yes. My father is one of those functioning alcoholics. And so for me, that's how it all started as well in the home, was just a few sips of liquor and alcohol, which is what I saw my parents doing and my parents going out and having yeah. fun. And that's how it all started for me. And that alcohol, the reality of it is it lowers your inhibitions. And then what happens? You're not making great decisions. Right. And so you can point the finger and blame, but that's the easy way out, right? And it's uneducation in our society. People are just not educated on how all this works. And it always escalates to something greater and something bigger. And then it's out of control before you even know it. I remember when I was in high school, we had the DARE program. And they pointed the finger and said, don't do drugs. But there wasn't, the word addiction didn't exist when I was going right. through school. And it took me, like you said, almost a lifetime, 37 years old, before I realized I had a problem and that this is controlling my life. So what is that? That's us not doing a good job of educating our kids on this subject, right? And there's a whole long list of things that we're not doing
you
correctly.
Know, let me do this. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And one of these things is, again, it's better if we can catch children before this happens, and make a commitment as a society that we would be a much better society if we are willing to put the resources in the right places, programs like yours, to correct people to before their entire lives are wasted. We'd be a much better society. Teen Challenge is in the studio. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? We'll be right back.